Welcome back to CTC. I am your gracious host, Carl, and I got a short one for y'all today. As you can see by my name, we got Tuesday night college football. We got Conference USA action. We got Sun Belt action. Before I get into that, I would like to ask for y'all to leave a like, comment, and subscribe if you like the content on this show or any show on this network, the Refuse to Lose Network. We have this show, CTC, obviously, where I talk college football and basketball, which college basketball is around the corner. We have the main show featuring Joe, Tomo, and Dave, where they talk about high sports topics, debates, things like that. We have BWT, Baseball with Teddy. I know baseball is in the thick of the postseason. Got your baseball needs with BWT. We have Fantasy Football with Coach Coombs, where he talks about fantasy football. Where we talk about starts, sits, heroes, busts, things of that nature. And then lastly, we have a new show, the Joe Jordan Show. I thought it was just with him talking about his favorite team, but I guess he just talks about whatever he feels. Shout out Teddy. But if you like any of the content on those shows, please leave a like, comment, subscribe. Go ahead, dig deep in the rabbit hole. Listen to a couple episodes. And if we catch our interest, if you like what you hear, stick with us. With that being said, as I know, I like to start my weekday shows with poll talk. I know it's not Wednesday, it's Tuesday. Like I said, trying to get y'all some episodes, but we still got to talk about these polls. So the new rankings drop, and they must have heard CTC Sunday morning because Kansas is in it. Kansas is in the rankings. I thought Mizzou wouldn't have dropped, but they have dropped. Miami is still ranked, shockingly. Shockingly, Miami is still ranked. Kentucky stayed ranked, which I'm not surprised there. But I'm going to start from the top to the bottom. What up, Joe? We got Georgia at one, especially after that dominant performance. Of course, they're saying at one. Michigan at two. I tried to put Texas in front of Michigan, and then Texas lost. So Michigan stays at two. Ohio State moves to three. No quarrels there. Florida State moves into four. Penn State finally cracks the top five. So Ty's happy. Shout out Ty. Oklahoma is at five. Excuse me. Penn State stays at six. Oklahoma jumps into five. So Ty is pissed. Excuse me. Washington is at seven. Shock me too. Oregon, eight. Texas, still top 10 at 9, so playoff hopes are not gone. Still top 10, need a couple of losses, but they're still at 9. SC at 10. They keep dropping because they keep playing these tight games against teams they should be beating by more than what they beat them by. Went triple overtime in Arizona. Cannot have that. 11 is Bama. 12 is UNC. 13, Ole Miss. 14, Louisville. 15, Oregon State. 16, Utah. 17, Duke. 18, UCLA goes from unranked to 18th. 19, Washington State. Kenny, where you at? You still got to explain Cam Ward's performance. Tied with 19 as well is Tennessee. 21, Notre Dame. I hate they do that tie stuff. Just make Tennessee 20 or Washington State 20. Pick one. LSU, 22. Kansas at 23, Kentucky at 24, and Miami, again, shockingly, at 25. I would have liked to see maybe Wyoming crack the top 25 undefeated with a big ranked win over Fresno State. Miami, a blunder. Again, shocking how they lost. That's probably why they're still ranked, because the AP was like, man, they should have won that game. They should have just took a knee. But like I said, I would have personally liked to see Wyoming in that spot. But it is what it is. That's probably my only quarrel, my only problem with the top 25, besides the tie, is the Miami at 25. I would like to see Wyoming at 25. I think Fresno State still has a chance to be ranked later down the line. I think they should be out too. So I'm glad Kentucky stayed in. I'm glad they put Kansas back in. LSU only moved that one spot. Notre Dame dropped heavily. Texas didn't even lead the top 10. SC just keeps falling. They're on the fringe of the top 10. Not too mad with the rest of this. So that is poll talks. If you disagree, you have any comments, you would like to, rebuttal, hit me in the comment section. I will gladly talk to you. Moving on, though, we have to get over this, get off. We have to go over these previews for Tuesday night. I will be back tomorrow to preview the rest of the schedule and recap Tuesday night, but we got to get to these Tuesday previews. So, first game up on the docket, Louisiana Tech at Middle Tennessee State, Tuesday, 7 o'clock on CBSN, CBS Sports Network. We have Louisiana Tech. So, I always got to say this. If you're new here, if you don't know how I do my previews, I give keys to the game and I give my pick at the end. Like I said, pretty soon, I'm probably going to start using numbers, if not tomorrow, next week. Hey, Teddy, I got killed in my SC preview. Not my SC preview. Yeah, in my SC preview video about how I'm not bullish on SC defense. I feel like it still is not as good. I got killed for that, by the way. So, you know, bro, who killed me for it, I haven't heard from him since. But anyway, Louisiana Tech build on the end of the game momentum against Western Kentucky. They shut out Western Kentucky in the second half of the game. They scored 21 unanswered. Had a chance late to possibly tie the game or go for the win. Unfortunately, didn't happen that way. But build on that. Build on that. Win the turnover battle. Nick Vadiato has been throwing, I think, two picks a game the last two games. Now, Jack Turner hasn't been a saint either with the football, but you have to win that turnover battle. Establish Tyree Shelton. You have to establish the run in this game. I think Tyree Shelton is huge for this offense. I know I talk about Smoke Harris. I still think Smoke Harris is the best player on this offense, but Tyree Shelton is huge for opening up. Thanks for Jalen, for Smoke Harris as well. Have to key in on Elijah Metcalf. To me, Elijah Metcalf is Middle Tennessee's big play receiver. He's their best receiver, but he's that downfield threat. He get things going. He can take a slant to the crib. He's just a big play guy for Middle Tennessee State. And you have to use guys like Cyrus Allen and Smoke Harris. Like I said, Tyree Shelton opens up things for those guys. Cyrus Allen had a good game 2 weeks ago against, I want to say that was Jack State. No. Jack State was last week. Against Western Kentucky. I think that was the game. He had a good game. Smoke Harris, as I told you, explosive guy. For Middle Tennessee State, Nick Vitato has to stop the turnovers. Like I said, he has four picks in the last two games, two picks apiece. Have to stop those. Turn Jack Turner over again. Jack Turner he has four touchdowns, four picks. Have to play better in the second half. So they were up big on Jack State in the first half, going into halftime. Jack State scored 38 unanswered, lost the game. Western Kentucky and Middle Tennessee State was close in the first half, and then Western Kentucky just blew it open in the second half. I don't even think Middle Tennessee State scored in the second half. If they did, it was very few. They have to play better in the second half. Shut down Tyree Shelton. Like I said, he's going to be key for a lot of things on Louisiana Tech, and you have to look for your big play guy, Elijah Metcalf, as well as your other guy, Justin Olsen, who can maneuver and work things in the field, short to intermediate game. Had to look for him as well. But at the end of the day, I'm going to go with the home team here. I'm going to go with Middle Tennessee State. Like I said, they're a better team than the record shows. I think they're now 1-5. But I think they're better than a 1-5 team. I think they get it done. I think they finally get a win at home. Try to salvage the season. Still trying to look to go bowling. They can only afford to lose one more game. But I think today they finally get a win. And that's going to be a theme down the line. And I'll bring it up tomorrow. But Liberty, next game, Liberty at my Jack State boys at Jack State. Y'all know I've been a supporter of Jack State since week zero. I like what I see, man. They're like my underdog team this year. Like, I just root for those guys so much. First year FBS. I don't know, man. I'm taking a liking to them. Now, Liberty have to establish Quinn Cooley. They got to establish the run. Both teams like the run. They have to establish him. I think they need better play calling than last week. Last week, I didn't like the play calling from Liberty. I felt like it was real predictable. I felt like they kept trying to force feed that triple option, and Sam Houston State was all over it. I think they need to have better play calling this week. Finish drive. So Liberty, they would get down the field, but they couldn't sustain. They couldn't finish. It actually led to two missed short field goals too. So they need to finish those drives with touchdowns. Make Jack State one-dimensional. They need to force Jack State to throw the ball. I get into it when I go to Jack State. I don't even know. We don't know who the guy is for Jack State. Logan Smothers got benched for Zion Webb. Zion Webb finished the game, won the game. But force them to be one-dimensional, and get the ball to C.J. Daniels. C.J. Daniels had an incredible game last week against Sam Houston State. Like I said, 150 yards on 5 catches and a tug, I believe. So great game by C.J. Daniels. Keep feeding him the rock. Now for Jack State. Jack State established a run. No more slow first half. I mean, Jack State against Sam Houston State was down 28-7, I believe, or 21-7. Jack State last week against Middle Tennessee State was down like 28-10. I know it was a big number. I can't remember off top the actual score at halftime, but I know it took them to score 38 straight to come back and win that game. I know they've been starting off real slow in these first halves. Cannot continue to do that, especially against a team like Liberty who's undefeated. Hold up. Shout out my boy Teddy with the 499. Don't know. SC still got the Heisman. Start spreading the news. Hashtag start spreading the news. Hashtag humbly. Hashtag do your job. I believe you. I still think Caleb Williams is the Heisman so far. Nobody's really challenged him that's undefeated for real. You have Jaden Daniels putting up monstrous numbers, but LSU has 2 losses, so that really hurts him in terms of the Heisman race. Drake May is putting up good numbers, but Drake May is also turning the rock over too much. They're undefeated, though, at NC. I think Caleb Williams right now is still the front runner for the Heisman. I appreciate the dono. Teddy, you didn't have to do it, but you chose to do it, and I appreciate you for it. Appreciate you. Jack State. When in doubt, has to look for the security blanket, Sean Brown. Sean Brown came up huge last week in the comeback win for Jack State against Middle Tennessee State. One-handed catches. Drawing a pass interference, I believe. Catching the back of the end zone. Just play is just huge. It's huge. And, okay, option defense. Be ready to shut down the option runs again. I felt like last week, Liberty just kept trying to force feed that triple option, kept trying to force feed it. I know they're going to go to that triple option this year. I mean, this week. They're going to go to it. They're going to try to use it. Have to be disciplined. Have to stay in your gaps. Have to know your keys. You just got to stay disciplined. Vaughn, I'll address that when I'm done. And get to Caden Salter. You have to get to him and don't give him all day to drop back and throw the ball, contain him. But you gotta rush him, but keep you contained. Hopefully you get back there, get a couple sacks. You just gotta get to him. My winner for tonight, I'm rolling with Jack State, the underdogs at home. I'm taking them because Ace made a good point earlier when I talked to him. He said Jack State, this is their first year, like I said, FBS from SCS. They can't go to the conference championship because of the rule. This is kind of like their conference championship game. They can treat it like their conference championship. They can't go to a bowl unless there's not enough bowl teams. They can't go to the conference championship game. This is right now the best team in conference USA, 5-0. This is their championship. It's at the house. I'm going to take Jack State. Now, to address this comment, Caleb barely beat a subpar team. I addressed that already in poll talk. Can't do it, but you still won. You still got up out of there. You still narrowly escaped. And let's not forget, Drake May narrowly escaped thanks to Omarion Hampton, Appalachian State. Let's not forget that, Vaughn. So we got to keep that in mind as well. So y'all are close. Y'all are 2 spots out. You have to keep winning. Now, you're going to have the tough part of your schedule. You start with Miami. You're going to get into the tough part of your schedule. Y'all are close, though. You have to keep winning. And like Teddy said, it's the defense. They gave up 17 points to Arizona early. But, yeah, I'm going to go with Jack State. You can catch that game, 7:30 on ESPNU. And the last game tonight, we have a rivalry game, Coastal Carolina at Appalachian State. This game was once – I think even last year, I just say once upon a time, we're determined like Sun Belt champ. But we got Coastal Carolina at App State Tuesday tonight, ESPN2, 7:30. Coastal has to get the run off the ground. Against Georgia State, it really wasn't getting off the ground. I didn't watch the game against Georgia Southern, but I know against Georgia State, they found some success with the 2-back offense and the backfield shotgun split backs. Running lead inside zones, gotta go to that. Gotta get something going. Don't make Grayson have to play hero ball. Can't just let him just sling the rock around. Grayson actually has 6 touchdowns and 6 interceptions, not having the greatest of years this year. Have to stop Nate Newell. Nate Newell is nice, man. He's a dog. I was talking about Nate Newell earlier in the year. He's really good, quote-unquote veteran, you know, veteran guy in college football. Win the turnover battle. Like I said, Grayson had 6 picks, man, so you got to win that battle. Grayson got to stop turning the rock over. Have to find some type of defense, man. Coastal has been giving up points. Let's talk about the points that Coastal has given up. Now, Jack State was like the lowest I think they allowed. They gave up 16 only to Jack State. Other than that, they gave up 38 to Georgia Southern. I think 40, if I remember correctly, to Georgia State. Unacceptable. Unacceptable numbers. I can't remember. Hold on, give me 1 second. They gave up 30, excuse me. 30 to Georgia State. They gave up 7 to Duquesne, who's an FCF school. 16 to Jack State and 27 to UCLA. Gotta find some defense there, fellas. All right, and for App State, heavy dose of Nate Newell. Like I said, he's a dog. I got his numbers right here. 123 carries, 651 yards, 4 touchdowns. Be ready to stop the run because Grayson McCall and the Coastal guys are going to try to establish the run. They tried to establish it against Georgia State. Wouldn't work. They're going to try to establish the run. Also have to find defense. Now, App State ain't out the woods either. They gave up 40 to UL Monroe. 22 to Wyoming. Hold up. Ty, remember, 3 months now of the Refuse to Lose Network. Let's go, Penn State. Hashtag Miami is trash. Shout out to the best college show on the planet, which I appreciate. Shout out to the best sports network, which we all appreciate. Hashtag Ali is greater than Mayweather. I'm not that much of a boxing fan to expand on that, but hey, look, that's what you believe. That's what you believe. Ty, I don't know if you call poll talk. I know you're upset. Penn State stays at 6. And you're going to also be upset because Miami stays in the top 25. But, we all appreciate you being a member of the Refuse to Lose Network. Now, I'm almost done with App State. I have to hurry up because we do have the main show at 7. 40 against UL Monroe. 19 against App State. 22 against Wyoming, 28 against Eastern Carolina. 40 against North Carolina, which I'll take that. That's acceptable. It's North Carolina, it's Drake May. But 24 against FCS Gardner-Webb. Unacceptable. Both teams have to find some defense in this game. Now, since it's a rivalry game, I don't expect sparks. I don't. But lastly, you have to get to Grayson McCall. Have to force him to turn the ball over. Like I said, he has 6 this year. Not a great year for Grayson. So have to get to him, make him turn that rock over. They have to make some get the crowd going. This leads into my last point. They have to get the home crowd into it. Now, momentum plays like a pick. Momentum plays like taking a kick to the house or a big run by Nate Newell. That gets the crowd into the game. And that, you know what I'm saying? So with that being said, my pick is App State. I think App State is just a better team in this situation at home, rivalry game. I'm going to go App State in this game to win the game. And with that being said, that's my preview for tonight's games. Hopefully y'all have a chance to sit down, relax, and watch. If you don't choose to watch, it's also playoff baseball, so if you choose to watch playoff baseball, I'm not mad at you. But if you don't, you got some college football to watch tonight. Appreciate everybody for tuning in. Appreciate you, Teddy, again for the dono, the super chat. UNC, you got a supporter this week. And Ty, that's for sure going to be in my preview tomorrow. So with that being said, though, I'm out of here. So the guys with the main show can get cracking. Please stay tuned to watch that in 20 minutes. 7 o'clock Eastern time, and I'm gone. Peace.
Thank you for staying to the end. If you're watching this on YouTube, please like this video, subscribe, and also hit that notification button so you can be notified next time we put out a video. If you're listening on any podcast platform, subscribe and hit that notification button, y'all, so you can be notified we put out another podcast audio. And last but not least, hit that share button. No matter what you're listening to or watching it, hit that share button and send it to somebody that you know that would love to watch this episode you just listened to. So once again, thank you for staying to the end, and we'll see y'all at the next episode.